Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 2 of Anime Cavolt. As always, I'm one of your hosts, Mike, and I am, as always, joined by my co-hosts, Mouse and Dodger.
Hello.
Hello.
So instead of just doing, like, an episode a month, Dodger threw a great idea out there. It's like, why don't we, you know, after every main episode recording, we do, like, a middle of the month recording, a bi-weekly thing, where we kind of talk about our expectations of the series we're about to watch.
It was because when we did Cowboy Bebop, both of you guys were like, I really wish we had a snapshot of what we thought Cowboy Bebop was going to be. Yeah. You know, I wish that was out there in the world so people knew the whiplash we got. So I think there's value in that, right?
I agree. The whiplash is hilarious for episode 1, at least. But I'm very excited to go into with expectations. And I think Death Note is one of those, like, mega popular ones at this point. So the plot synopsis of Death Note is in Tokyo, a disaffected high school student named Light Yagami finds the Death Note, a mysterious black notebook with rules that can end anyone's life in seconds as long as the writer knows both the target's true name and face. Light uses the notebook to kill high-profile criminals and is visited by Ryuk, a Shinigami, and the Death Note's previous owner. That's how you say it, right? It's Ryuk? That's how I would say it. Ryuk. Ryuk, invisible to anyone who has not touched the Death Note, or the notebook, rather, reveals that he dropped the notebook into the human world out of boredom and is amused by Light's actions. That's right. I forgot about
he's
that.
He's such a good character.
He is. He's just, what do you do when you're eternal? I guess that's what you would do. Let's watch humans kill each other. Continuing, it says, global media suggests that a single mastermind is responsible for the mysterious murders and name them Kira, which is the Japanese transliteration of the word killer. Interpol requests the assistance of the enigmatic detective L to assist in their investigation. L then goes on basically this, I don't want to go into the spoilers part here, but he goes on to play mind games against Light in an attempt to out him and figure out who Kira actually is and realize, obviously, that it's Light. And then you enter basically a masterfully written mental chess game against two geniuses that
it's so good.
Just, it's like a god, somebody who wants to be a god versus somebody who, you know, knows that this is no god, this is a human. And it's just, I don't know, it's just fucking amazing to watch.
Yeah. And at no point you're like, oh, you idiot. Like, no one would do that. They're just both on top of it, like, the whole time. It's so good.
And I'm so impressed with the author, because, like, that's such an impossible task to create not only one genius character, but then another genius character that has to outthink the other genius character. Like, that's some fucking, and to then, you know, have the readers believe that they're geniuses. That's a task I wish on nobody. That sounds so hard.
Incredible. Dude, there are some manga that I've read where I think to myself, how on earth did you write this?
Yeah.
How long did this take you? This is definitely one of those.
How many iterations did you have people have to read through to be like, catch any sort of flaws?
Oh my God. There must have been, yes. Surely you like set up a crazy outline and hand it to like 100 people and be like, does this track? Like, does this make any sense?
It's translated as well to English. Like, to have them be as smart as they are in English as well as like Japanese is like, shout out to the people who obviously translated Death Note from Japanese to English. They nailed it as well.
Now I wonder if there's an interview with the creator about like the process of having to create these characters. And has he created anything else after this?
Probably. I'm sure.
There was a one-off Death Note book.
He wrote Bakuman and Platinum End.
Bakuman did pretty well, I think.
Either way, with that plot synopsis, I am absolutely excited to get back into this because I fucking loved the manga and I have expectations that are realistic to what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the beat by beat.
I'm so excited for people who haven't watched this, who are like maybe tackling anime for the first time, which we actually had a few people comment that like they have tried a few times, but they haven't. But with the podcast, they're going to give it a shot. This is one of those where I'm like, this might be the one that gets a few people into it. So
yeah, I mean, it got me right back into it. This was the first thing I watched, and then I continued to watch like all this new shit that I, and then fell in love with, and then we created a podcast about it. So it did something for me, yeah, for sure.
I'm honestly, and this has nothing to do with Death Note, but I'm really excited to get to a series that Dodger hasn't seen.
Oh, yeah. Well, on episode 74,
episode 74, 75.
I'm down for whatever we do next. I'm down for you guys to pick a thing I haven't watched. If you
I think that would be a great one to do because we definitely won't have watched it either. So I'm curious what your experiences with are because I haven't seen the anime. I have not seen it at all.
Yeah. So this was the anime I came back to after the high school break, I'll call it. So there is
was it the Netflix live action adaptation that you just couldn't wait to go see?
Yeah, I just really wanted to see. I had to be explained why L likes candy so much. So yeah, there is no nostalgia for me. This was a 2019 watch, and the way I watched it was horrific. I watched it two episodes at a time on a treadmill at the gym.
Oh my god!
Dude. With my earbuds in. I want to talk about watching anime as well. There was a tweet I saw.
Please do.
But we'll go into that in a second. But yeah, so it was not a good condition. It was not good watching conditions. It was on a phone on a treadmill. And there's no nostalgia, but it is in my top five anime of all time. So this one is a big one for me. I know Dodger teased that she has a lot to discuss about it, so I'm interested to see. We won't get into it too much here, but when the episode comes out, I'm sure.
So did you watch it on like the treadmill TV that was on like the TV?
No, I had my phone sitting. Oh, was your on phone the treadmill?
Even worse. Oh no!
I know a lot of people that do that though. They'll like watch a show while they're at the gym.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess. Yeah,
hate all you want. Yeah, I was losing weight.
Before the anime came out, I think the manga started to get released in America, and I was still in that zone of like, I'm gonna spend every cent I have on weird anime VHS and manga.
Financial responsibility? What's that?
Yes, you know. And so I bought the first couple volumes of Death Note, and I was like, what the heck? This is so good though, actually. I've read the whole manga. I've watched the whole anime. When it comes to like my expectations for revisiting it, there is people who have read and watched it will know exactly what I'm about to like vaguely talk about. But like, there's a point in the story where I check out and I hate it.
Let's call it part two.
Yeah.
Part two.
Part one, incredible. Once part two starts, I'm so mad. I'm just so mad about everything. And I'm hoping that this time through, I can just accept that part two is going to happen and enjoy it for what it is. You know, that would be nice.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's hilarious because so we got Indy, who's only seen the anime. I've only read the manga. I have not seen the anime, and Dodger's done
both.
I've
read I've read part one of the manga. Yeah.
Yeah, my experience was I was borrowing it from my high school best friend because he was the guy who had money to go spend on having and doing what Dodger did, which is buy all the anime, all the VHS tapes, all the figures and posters. And so I would borrow that from him and I would read it and I would just like you, Dodger, I read a first couple and I was like, oh shit, this is amazing. Mm. And I just ripped through it. And same thing, part two felt like they were like, uh-oh, we didn't mean to do that. it is, but it isn't kind of thing. So yeah, I agree. Part two, I also kind of was like, well, all right, well, this just sucks. But part one is amazing. And I hope the same thing going into it. I haven't read it since high school. I'm hoping for the same thing with Dodger in that, like, I hope I can, now I know what I'm getting, I can appreciate part two with. And it's interesting because I've heard about, like, has any of you watched the live action movie?
Yes. Oh my God. It's atrocious.
It's horrible. I couldn't finish it.
And yeah, you said like they had to give an explanation as to why he likes candy, which is like really obnoxious. It just seems like because the reason he eats candy in the manga is because it's just visually something to look at while it's fucking monologue.
My man likes candy. Like, let him enjoy his donuts and his like chocolate bananas. In the Netflix adaptation, he's eating candy in like the back of a limo. And they're like, oh, and the driver's like, oh, back on your candy. You got to keep those blood sugars up, I guess. And he's,
oh my God.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
His brain just thinks so hard. He needs those extra sugars.
Because he stays up so much, he needs the blood sugar or something. I'm like, what are we doing here? Mate?
I don't need it explained to me. I'm okay with him. He's a weirdo.
Yeah.
It's okay for him to just like
he's
candy.
He's autistic coded.
Yeah, let him sit in his chair like he does and like dip his donut in his coffee.
Everything he does is stimming. All he does is stim all the time. Like he's just fucking autistic. That's all.
Such
it is.
A good character though in the anime and the manga. Yeah.
Do we want to say, so for those who have no knowledge of spoilers, let's just say, like, go watch it now, because we can briefly touch on some spoilers, I think, moving forward. And you said you want to talk a little bit about something about watching
anime,
and, like, the way you watch it as well. But if you haven't watched it, dip out now, go watch it. It's, I think you're going to love it. Like, I'm excited to revisit it, and I haven't read it in, like, almost two decades.
You're gonna love the anime for sure. It's so good. The music.
The anime is great.
The music is, like, I had that shit on play, like, on Spotify after I finished watching it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I need to get the vinyl at some point. But
I've never watched Death Note dubbed, I'm realizing. Should I give the dub a try?
We should answer. Are we all doing dubbed? What are we doing? I'm doing dubbed.
I haven't done subbed, but I've watched it three times dubbed, and yeah, no, that's just how their voices are for me.
Man, so it went hard. Three times?
So yeah, I watched it on the treadmill initially, and I'm like, I got to give this, I love that, but I got to watch this properly. And like my brother and a couple of friends hadn't seen it either. So I went and we watched it properly on like a big TV and we all experienced it together. And he knew the spoilers. Amazing enough, I went into this 2019 without knowing the spoiler.
That's awesome.
The part two spoiler.
Oh, which so, we can talk about now. Like his,
yeah,
his death is stupid as fuck. Like the writers are like,
yeah,
maybe we don't want to end it yet.
Seeing it as an adult for the first time, part two obviously is different, but I had no issue with his death.
It's M, really. We don't need him.
Well, I'm also fine with the fact that he dies. I'm okay with that.
Right.
It's the fact that they then tried to replace him with characters that could not take the torch. It just didn't work. I'm okay with there being this huge, like, oh my God, this beloved, extremely important character was outplayed, right? Like that, the stakes are crazy at that point, but oh my gosh. Anyways.
Looking back now, like, not something I thought of then, but like looking back now, I like look at that moment and like that would have been a great opportunity to kill off L and then have Light kind of doing his thing and like getting out of control and let his cockiness and ego be the thing that ends up being his downfall at the end, which it kind of is anyway.
It is.
But like without the need of M being there and all that other stuff and let that just be the crux and have those next few episodes of just, and I mean, I haven't seen it, so it's been a while, but like watching Light winning more.
It'll be interesting to see what you think of the anime take of it, because it's a lot, part two is a lot shorter, I believe, in the anime than the manga. So it never
remember
felt
the
like
manga
it
was like equal, right? It was like part one and part two were pretty equal sized.
It's like L dies in like 26 or something, and then there's 36, so there's another 10 to finish it up.
Okay.
I really like Nier. Mello, he was there. He had his chocolate bar.
Certainly.
He's okay. He has a really good theme, so that kind of saved him for me. But I kind of like Nier as well, but again, it's like their music throughout the anime is so good. Like L's theme, just every song. The intro is probably skippable after you've watched it like once. I wasn't a big fan.
So not like Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, yeah. And it does the whole thing in part two. It gets a new intro and outro, which I think are much better. But yeah, so I'm excited to jump back in. I haven't watched it since 2019, so yeah, I'm sure I'll feel the same as I do now. But yeah, I'm excited just to watch it.
And when was the last time you watched it, Dodger?
I watched the anime for the first time when I was, I want to say like 24, 25. So it wasn't near the time that I read the manga.
So yeah, I was about the same. 28, 29 was when I first saw it.
So yeah, I was like 18. So I don't know why I never went and saw the anime either. Like the anime came out and I should have watched it. Like I just don't know why it was. I think it came out a time where I was out. I was out of the anime game at that point, and it was just like
Same. So
hard to get back into it because you just, like you said, there's a million fucking animes that come by. Any final thoughts that we want to have before we?
I don't think there is one where one of us has seen it and she hasn't yet. On the list.
I think there's Trouble Chocolate. I think there's Trouble Chocolate, which is a fucking whack ass anime from the 90s that I've seen. Those Who Hunt Elves.
Some of the older stuff.
Yeah, Mike, all your 70s anime don't count, okay?
Those are from the 90s, dude. Those are from the 90s. Have you not seen Trouble Chocolate about the guy who gets drunk on chocolate and then gets magical powers that he can't control?
I miss that
in his magic school?
I mean, there's a bunch of stuff.
And he falls in love with a wooden girl doll?
there's a bunch of stuff, again, because I've sort of been out of the seasonal anime sphere since having a kiddo. I've mostly just watched the like extremely popular stuff, but there's things that have done insanely well, like Bilchi the Rock and stuff like that, that I have not seen.
Yeah.
So there's options for like more recent stuff if we wanted to do a more recent thing next. That is totally off my radar, to be honest.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I think it gets something that you haven't seen. I don't want 70 episodes of Dodger being like, "Yep, I've seen this one. I've seen this. Can't wait to see it again."
Like, I bet it's going to be great a second time.
All right. Well, I think I'll do it for our little.
Oh my gosh! I'm so sorry. Before we wrap, I need you to know that chat, when I was telling them about this podcast. They were like, so, cause I was describing like the three of us and our different like levels of anime involvement. And somebody was like, so it's Chilluminati, but you're Mathis now.
Yes. That's so.
And I was like,
that's when you're like, maybe this podcast isn't a good idea.
Oh my God.
I'm out. Yeah. I have a very specific brand. You don't want to care.
Anyways, continue with the outro.
yeah, this is our little preview mid episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll be back next episode with a breakdown of Death Note. We appreciate you. We love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.